I'm Sandy Dixon, the Fire EMS Director for the City of Petersburg, and we attend the Southeast EMS Symposium every year, regional symposium, and I nominated two of our volunteers for awards this year. One is Neighbor Helping Neighbor, and this award is given to an individual or a team which demonstrates the Alaska EMS motto of Neighbor Helping Neighbor. He or she steps above and beyond their normal duties to help a neighbor. And I nominated Jim Birch for this award. And just to clarify, these awards cover from Yakutat to Hyder, and it includes 40 EMS services, and that can be anywhere from a medevac service to an ambulance service, transport, something in that pre-hospital field. And then the other person I nominated was Valerie Allen, and this is for Pre-Hospital Provider of the Year. This award recognizes superior achievement by a paid or volunteer EMS professional whose acts above and beyond the call of duty will have either contributed to the treatment of an injured individual or to the improvement of the EMS system in their area.
Jim, how long have you been in the EMTs or the EMS?
7.5 years.
What made you join? What made you interested in it?
Well, actually, I joined Search and Rescue first. And because they had an area down in Duncan Canal and nobody knew the area, and I did, so they asked me if I'd join up.
So you've got both training for the boat as well as for EMS. Why do you keep doing it?
It just, I don't know, it just kind of makes you feel good because you got a skill that you can use to help other people.
Jim was nominated for this award, Neighbor Helping Neighbor, mostly was pointed out for his help and assistance when we go off island or down the Narrows running the boat, and he does an excellent job doing that.
Valerie, tell me about how long you've been involved with the EMTs.
I joined in January of 2002, about a year after I got to town. I just think it's a great way to contribute to the community. It's a real good sense of accomplishment, and I have the skills to help people, and so I think it's a good thing to do.
Is it difficult to be in an EMT?
It can be difficult at times, but I think the rewards outweigh the difficulty. It's a great way to give back to the community. And when I first joined, it's kind of funny because Sandy and a friend of mine said, oh, you should join. And I said, okay, all I'm going to do is drive because I don't think I can do that kind of stuff. I don't think I'm capable of doing those things. And so that was my goal. I was only going to be a driver for him. And our very first call happened to be a very sweet lady who was very appreciative, was in a lot of distress, and she looked me in the eye and grabbed my hand and said, thank you so much for what you do, and it kind of sucked me right in.
Jim, I wanted to ask about the boat itself. Tell people a little bit about the value of having that boat in the harbor and being able to respond to incidents like you have, I know, and actually fairly recently, too. So.
You know, actually, if I remember right, we've saved 7 lives with it in the last, it's not quite 4 years we've had it. And it's been a great asset. It'll go, I think I can probably take it in 20 inches of water and still handle it. That'll be the minimum. But we can get into a lot of places with it with a drop gate on the bow. It's easy for people to get on and off. And it's just been a really good deal. I was glad when we got it.
And so when you go out, you'll have an EMT go with you, and it'll be, so you'll both be trained. You're both trained in EMT.
Yeah, the only thing is when you're boat operator, even though I am an EMT, when you're boat operator, that's all you can be, is boat operator. Not saying you couldn't stop it. If something goes bad, you can't stop and help out. But you can't be both, or you're not doing either one of them like you should be.
Right, but you have both the skills, so you can do the backup if you need to.
But also, all the boat operators in the world wouldn't help if you didn't have a top-notch team to do the work when you get there.
And for people who are interested, we're planning on having an ETT class, an emergency trauma technician class, this June. So if you've ever thought about it, or if you want to know more about it, think you might be interested, stop by the fire hall and talk to Sandy or any of the volunteers and let us know you're interested.